This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, 54 degrees, another great morning here. Partly sunny skies today. Look for a high today in the middle 70s. And tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of rain with lows in the upper 50s. Chapel Hill police responded to gunshots in the 4300 block of Pope Road near Clark Lake on Tuesday morning. Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker says police are still looking for armed suspects in a four-door white sedan, but that they don't believe there's any kind of a threat to the public.
Initial report we got were that there were three suspects. However, the investigation's ongoing. We are still working leads and speaking with people.
Sergeant Walker says one person was taken to UNC hospitals with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds to the wrist and abdomen on Tuesday morning. Walker says the victim identity cannot be released at this time. Pope Road is located in the east-northeast part of Chapel Hill between 1551 Fordham Boulevard and I-40. If you have any information, call 911, the Chapel Hill Police Department, or Crime Stoppers. We have those numbers on our website at chapelboro.com. The Central West Steering Committee has formulated a plan which focuses on several points that it will present to the Chapel Hill Planning Board next Tuesday. This comes after last week's meeting when the committee could not reach an agreement on a single item. Still, a portion of the committee members and neighbors weren't content with the process. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It is time for us to make decisions. We've met for 9 months. I think it's time for us to put some marks on paper saying this is our first round of decision-making. And we send it to the planning board, we send it out, we get public comment.
That's committee co-chair Amy Ryan. For the first time in the history of the Central West Steering Committee, a motion passed unanimously Tuesday evening as committee members applauded the consensus. By keeping the meeting's agenda from getting too broad, the committee was able to make progress before sending suggestions to the town planning board. Several other motions were approved as well, including limiting building heights to 3 stories in the small area plan. For 9 months, the committee has discussed possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor. 6 maps have been considered along the way, featuring mixed-use development located on the north side of Estes Drive near the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard intersection. The plans proposed for variations of residential, office, institutional, and higher-density housing development in the area. The 6th map, formulated last week by committee co-chairs Amy Ryan and Michael Parker, was based on one-on-one meetings with their fellow members. The goal was to find trends among suggestions put forth by committee members and incorporate that into a new plan. Neighbors like John Morris said that the new plan had even less detail than the previous versions and featured no definition on possible impacts to the community. Some committee members, like Julie McClintock, have questioned the new map, arguing that it goes against the concerns of neighbors who will be impacted by more density.
To me, we haven't had a conversation and a consultation on this map. It was really brought to us last week. It reflected, apparently, individual conversations that occurred. I didn't see anything on it that reflected my views.
Committee member Dave Tuttle said he felt the public's opinion has been neglected as well.
To maintain the integrity of the planning process and ensure the process is open and participatory, receive and integrate community feedback. I think we failed this one.
Town staff said public comment was always included in the committee's action minutes. Committee member Lucy Carroll Davis said that the plan wasn't a final version, rather a composite collection of suggestions made so far.
Again, we are not trying to approve a development project here. We are trying to set a direction for the kind of development that we think would be appropriate in this area.
So this was the committee's last meeting before presenting to the planning board. The group's work will continue until November 25th when it presents a final plan to the Chapel Hill Town Council. The group presents its newest plan to the planning board this Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Public Works Building on Millhouse Road. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
It's finally here. Time to get your entry in for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway. Presented by Seagroves Insurance. WCHL and Chapelboro.com want to send you and a friend to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic with 37 sponsor locations around town collecting entries, including Home Watch Caregivers, Kitchen Works, Louise Beck Properties, Mama Dips. There's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for the next 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling in to the WCHL Morning Show, the Afternoon News, and Evening News every weekday online at chapelboro.com or on Chapel Bro's Facebook page. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including Moe's Bottle Shop, R&R Grill, PTA Thrift Shop, 10,000 Villages. It's the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, presented by Seagroves Nationwide Insurance. Start spreading the news.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 53 degrees, 614 at WCHL. Your commute may soon be faster when traveling on three triangle highways. The State Department of Transportation says that the speed limit will increase from 65 to 70 miles per hour on several stretches of highway within the next week. Steve Abbott, North Carolina DOT Communications Officer, says the highways with the increased speed limit at I-540 between Glenwood Avenue, that's U.S. 70, and I-40, all of North Carolina 540, including the Triangle Expressway, and North Carolina 147 between North Carolina 540 and I-40. Abbott says the change was motivated by driver request.
We go out and review current speed. We do crash status tests and road characteristics to see if the roads are tight. In this case, they can handle a higher speed. In the case, it did work out that it was, so we're able to boost it by 5 miles an hour.
A contractor is expected to install the new speed limit signs, this with the new law taking effect as the signs are installed. All signs are expected to be in place by the end of the month. Abbott says the change will likely improve traffic flow.
Most of the traffic was already going about 70 miles an hour, cheating a little bit and going over the speed limit. But then you had another group that were obeying the speed limit, so that actually produced two different groups of drivers. Now you should have a more free-flowing traffic.
A similar increase was enacted back in February for the other section of I-540 between Glenwood Avenue and U.S. 64-264. UNC Provost Jim Dean and Faculty Chair Jan Boxall will address the University Affairs Committee at today's Board of Trustees meeting. Both have been in the spotlight recently, though for different reasons. In mid-July, Boxall was accused by the News and Observer of a cover-up for an internal university email about how to title a supporter of athletics in regards to the view of the African and Afro-American Studies Department. Boxall told WCHL News he was cast in a negative light by the NNO for trying to help the university's image during tumultuous times with the NCAA, the media, and even the public. Dean, who took over as UNC's provost on July 1st, replacing Bruce Carney, told WCHL News last month that his top concerns in his first months in the position were faculty retention and improving relations between athletics and academics. The University Affairs Committee meets at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Carolina Inn. The Board of Trustees will then come together tomorrow for a full meeting. Food and Drug Administration is funding 14 tobacco centers of regulatory science, and out of the 40 universities that applied, UNC was the only school to get two. The two research teams combined will receive nearly $40 million from the FDA. Associate Professor Robert Tarrant is leading one of the teams and four of the projects at UNC. Tarrant has experience doing tobacco research on COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, for several years. He says he thinks UNC received funding because of the expertise at the school.
So UNC has an expertise in airway biology, and so we were able to put together a whole bunch of different researchers who have complementary research experience to put together this comprehensive project.
Tarrant says that his team will receive $20 million over the next 5 years for a flexible range of tobacco products. Currently, Tarrant says he's focusing on the effects of hookah and little cigars, but in the future may research other new tobacco products. The money from the grant will not only employ researchers here at the university, but will provide a training component for graduate students.
There's an actual separate component on this for training grad students, and then part of that gives them the advantage. There's like a mechanism for the grad students to come into this can then go and get experience at other centers as well. And so we get to train like the next generation of scientists to look at tobacco research.
Professor in the School of Public Health at UNC, Kurt Ribisi, leads the other research team that looks at how to communicate the facts about tobacco products to smokers. Having researched in this area for 19 years and involvement in the Surgeon General's report last year, he says he has high goals for this project.
The ultimate goal of all of this work is to reduce the public health burden of tobacco use, design research that will help inform and guide what the FDA does when they regulate tobacco products.
The new FDA-funded research will allow for studies to be conducted on subjects where there is very little data. Tarrant says the funds will allow for precise, fact-driven research that hasn't been done.
We'll see. It's going to be interesting. I think it's nice now that we can start to have a better debate about whether or not these new products are dangerous or not. I think the precise research hasn't been done, so this gives us an opportunity to do that and then to better help the FDA make their decisions on governing these products.
Ribisi says one of the new aspects that we'll look at it is warning labels for e-cigarettes.
We really need to understand what consumers think about the risks of these projects. And when we find that they have really distorted views of the risk, we want to try more properly align what the consumer believes with the actual risk of the product. And so we are thinking about testing new warning labels for e-cigarettes.
With a combined $40 million for research over the next 5 years, the University of North Carolina will produce new data related to cigarettes and other tobacco products. WCHL News Time, 6:19. Time now for WCHL's Traffic and Weather Together. And we'll start with traffic. Traffic brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, not a lot happening this morning with traffic, and a little bit foggy out there this morning, so watch out for that. A little moisture will collect on the inside of your windshield this morning, a little bit of moisture in the air. You might have to run your defroster just a little bit this morning, but otherwise everything is moving along very smoothly. Things will change later on, of course. They always do. Rand Northam is in the newsroom, as usual. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today. If you need to pick out an engagement ring, he'll help. Or a custom piece you've been dreaming of, he can create it for you. Grimble Jewelers is there. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. 53 degrees this morning. 52 in Carborough, 53 in Chapel Hill and Hillsboro. Partly sunny, really nice day on the way. Hot today by 75. Tonight cloudy with a 30% chance of rain developing. Low tonight in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. And chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the low 50s. So pretty good weather here over the next couple of days. Pretty much the same kind of weather we have had all week long. Now, turning to WCHL Championship Sports. The Carolina football team is trying to shrug off the ACC opening loss to Georgia Tech by gearing up for a visit from in-state rival East Carolina. And how is senior quarterback Bryn Renner feeling about the state of his offense? WCHL's Matt Oakes heard from the senior's signal caller and has the story.
The initial report we got was that there were three suspects. However,
I beg your pardon, that is not Matt Oakes. We all know the Tar Heel offense significantly underperformed in the second half against Georgia Tech last weekend to drop to 1-2 on the season. Well, senior signal caller Brent Renner says the team still has a lot to look forward to this year. He says all the goals are still there in front of them, and they can achieve them. Running back Romar Morris made a recent comment that once everyone starts to do their job on the field, things will come together, and Renner says he agrees. 11 players all have to play at a high level consistently to produce winning football. That goes for not only offense, but defense as well. And thankfully for Bryn Renner and company, the Tar Heels are really still excited about the season, looking ahead to this Saturday's game against East Carolina. Under the cozy confines of Keenan Stadium, Tar Heels boast an impressive 7-1 record under head coach Larry Fedora. Carolina will no doubt hope to improve upon that record when the ball gets kicked off at 12:30 on Saturday. You can read the story and follow all the latest in Tar Heel football on our website at chapelbro.com. We'll have all the information for you right there on the game. East Carolina has suspended starting nose tackle Terry Williams indefinitely for a violation of team policy. Coach Ruffin McNeil said on Tuesday in a statement that Williams did not adhere to the conduct standards we have in place, but he didn't say exactly why the junior was suspended. In other words, he did something that was against the rules, but the coach is not saying. Two-year starter has 9 tackles and a half sack in the first 3 games for the Pirates. They travel to North Carolina on Saturday. Junior Krishan Rose expected to start against the Tar Heels. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney says starting receiver Martavis Bryant will have his playing time reduced against Wake for making unacceptable throat-slashing gestures following a touchdown catch against North Carolina State last week. As Swinney said Tuesday, he was unaware of Bryant's antics until reviewing tape of the game. The coach says the gestures are not representative of the Tigers' football program, and Bryant will face discipline. Number 3 Clemson plays the Demon Deacons at Memorial Stadium in Winston-Salem on Saturday. Bryant caught a couple of touchdown passes in Clemson's 26-14 victory over North Carolina State last Thursday night. Clemson will also be without reserve offensive lineman Isaiah Battle, who was suspended by Sweeney after punching a Wolfpack player late in the game. Well, Clemson's gotten off to a good start. They're 3-0, 1-0 in Atlantic Coast Conference play, but apparently when it comes to disciplinary measures, the Tar Heels Tigers not doing that well. After 4 straight overtime contests, Carolina was not able to extend its match against William & Mary, falling 1-0 with the Tribe found the back of the net late in the second half. The win against Carolina is the second huge scalp of the William & Mary team. Tribe has now beaten 2 number 1 ranked teams in the nation this season. We're talking about men's soccer here. Tuesday's goal broke the 351-minute scoreless streak pitched by UNC that dated back to the first half of the match against Maryland on September 13th. Carolina now 3-1-3, led 10-8 in shots, and both clubs played 4 corner kicks. Next up, Carolina's men's soccer team will visit Wake on Saturday at 7 in Winston-Salem. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Carolina men's soccer on our website at chapelbrew.com. UNC volleyball continues to quietly climb up the national rankings ladder, now sitting at the number 14 spot in the latest AVCA coaches poll. The undefeated Tar Heels are off to their best start in program history. Last weekend, a huge success for Carolina as it swept number 16 Illinois and took down Indiana 3-1. Tar Heels are primed for a rivalry match against North Carolina State at 8 o'clock tonight. The match to be shown live on ESPNU, and admission is free if you want to go to Carmichael Arena. WCHL, good morning, 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens. Their expert pharmacists are ready to help you when you need them, right at the corner of happy and healthy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The substance of U.S. policy towards Iran remains the same.
America prefers to resolve our concerns peacefully, although we are determined to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
But the tone seems to be different. More after this from Charlie.
Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust.
Holiday Retirement has over 300 independent living communities in the U.S. and Canada. Bring a friend and join us for lunch to experience firsthand the all-inclusive lifestyle Holiday can offer you. Visit us at holidayliving.com to learn more. That's holidayliving.com.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Well, if you've been using a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including OneTouch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Iran has a new president. He's Hassan Rouhani. Easier to pronounce than Ahmadinejad, and President Obama hopes easier to deal with.
I don't believe this difficult history can be overcome overnight. But I do believe that if we can resolve the issue of Iran's nuclear program, that can serve as a major step down a long road towards a different relationship.
In his speech to the UN General Assembly, the president didn't back away from his red line on nuclear weapons and declared again that we will always stand with Israel. But he acknowledged U.S. interference in Iran in the 50s and the decades of mistrust since then. And a few hours later, when it was Rouhani's turn at the podium, the tone seemed remarkably unbelligerent.
The Islamic Republic of Iran believes that all challenges can be managed successfully through a smart, judicious blend of hope and moderation.
He also said that not only is Iran not pursuing nuclear weapons, but Islam itself forbids it.
Nuclear weapon and other weapons of mass destruction contradict our fundamental religious and ethical convictions.
However, CBS's White House correspondent Major Garrett says the moderate tone may not be entirely due to religious belief, but to ever stricter economic sanctions.
The sanctions have, in the last couple of years, created negative economic growth in Iran, double-digit unemployment, and cut oil exports in half.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
36 countries, 150 artisan groups, a world of handmade treasures, and one place to discover them all. 10,000 villages, home decor, jewelry, gifts, all one of a kind, fashioned one at a time. At 10,000 villages, each item tells a story.
When somebody else takes that beautiful item, I want to carry that beauty to them.
They're gifts that give twice, because 10,000 villages is a fair trade retailer, providing sustainable income to artisans in developing countries.
Fair trade has been the possibility to have what we have now.
Enriching their lives while bringing exotic elegance into yours. Surprise your senses. Express your style. Experience the new. Step into 10,000 villages.
I feel very beautiful making these products, and I want all our customers to feel beautiful wearing them.
Shop 10,000 villages at the shops at Eastgate in Chapel Hill today.
It's the Carolina Game Day Experience. The Tar Heel football team takes on East Carolina Saturday. It's Military Appreciation Day, so get there early for the all-veterans parachute team delivering the game ball. Special military recognitions throughout the game. The all-new Tar Heel Town is right next to the stadium in the Bell Tower lot. Food trucks, Carolina merchandise, face painting, bounce houses for the kids. Something for everyone. Plus, men of distinction on stage. Join Coach Fedora and the team on the Victory Walk at 10 a.m. UNC versus ECU. Be a part of the Carolina Game Day Experience. It's another great football Saturday in Chapel Hill, and we'll be at Bailey Sports Grill, starting with Countdown to Kickoff, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. The Rams Plaza in front of Bailey Sports Grill, and Bailey's will be open at 9 a.m. It's Carolina versus East Carolina on WCHL. We'll be at Rams Plaza at Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road. I'm Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM WCHL. Our pregame coverage streaming live on chapelbro.com. Come get ready for the game with us at Rams Plaza. We'll be live in front of Bailey Sports Grill.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's the bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. Brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by outstanding executive chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, 53 in Carborough. Partly sunny today, high today about 75 degrees. Tonight cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and low in the upper 50s. And tomorrow, more of the same really, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. And then then on Friday, another sunny day with a high in the low 70s.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. What do premiums look like for health insurance markets in 36 states where the federal government will run things starting next week? CBS's Vicki Barker has a snapshot and joins us live.
If you don't have health care on the job, then get out that calculator and get ready to shop around. The administration says a 27-year-old making $25,000 a year should pay $145 a month with tax credits for its second-level silver plan, a family of four under $300. But prices vary wildly among states and different-level plans, with lower upfront prices often masking higher out-of-pocket costs once you claim. Dave?
Texas Republican Ted Cruz wants to defund health care reform. That's why he's been talking and talking since yesterday afternoon on the floor of the Senate. Last night he mentioned his two daughters.
I wanted to take an opportunity that I don't usually have, to read them a couple of bedtime stories.
And he did.
I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
53 degrees in Chapel Hill, 632 WCHL. I'm Ryan Stutz. Chapel Hill police responded to gunshots in the 4300 block of Pope Road near Clark Lake. As we reported on Tuesday morning, Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker says police are still looking for an armed suspect in a four-door white sedan, but that they don't believe there's a threat to the public.
The initial report we got was that there were three suspects. However, the investigation's ongoing. We are still working leads and speaking with people.
Sergeant Walker says one person was taken to UNC hospitals with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds to the wrist and abdomen on Tuesday morning. Walker says the victim's identity cannot be released at this time. Pope Road is located in the north or east northeast part of Chapel Hill between 15501 Ford Boulevard and I-40. If you have any information, call 911, the Chapel Hill Police Department, or Crime Stoppers. We have all those numbers on our website at chapelboro.com. The Central West Steering Committee has formulated a plan which focuses on several points that it will present to the Chapel Hill Planning Board next Tuesday. This comes after last week's meeting when the committee could not reach an agreement on a single item. Still, a portion of the committee members and neighbors were not content with the process. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this story.
It is time for us to make decisions. We have met for 9 months. I think it's time for us to put some marks on paper saying this is our first round of decision-making. Then we send it to the planning board, we send it out, we get public comment.
That's committee co-chair Amy Ryan. For the first time in the history of the Central West Steering Committee, a motion passed unanimously Tuesday evening as committee members applauded the consensus. By keeping the meeting's agenda from getting too broad, the committee was able to make progress before sending suggestions to the town planning board. Several other motions were approved as well, including limiting building heights to 3 stories in the small area plan. For 9 months, the committee has discussed possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor. 6 maps have been considered along the way, featuring mixed-use development located on the north side of Estes Drive near the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard intersection. The plans proposed for variations of residential, office, institutional, and higher-density housing development in the area. The 6th map, formulated last week by committee co-chairs Amy Ryan and Michael Parker, was based on one-on-one meetings with their fellow members. The goal was to find trends among suggestions put forth by committee members and incorporate that into a new plan. Neighbors like John Morris said that the new plan had even less detail than the previous versions and featured no definition on possible impacts to the community. Some committee members, like Julie McClintock, have questioned the new map, arguing that it goes against the concerns of neighbors who will be impacted by more density.
To me, we haven't had a conversation and a consultation on this map. It was really brought to us last week. It reflected, apparently, individual conversations that occurred. I didn't see anything on it that reflected my views.
Committee member Dave Tuttle said he felt the public's opinion has been neglected as well.
To maintain the integrity of the planning process and ensure the process is open and participatory, receive and integrate community feedback. I think we failed this one.
Town staff said public comment was always included in the committee's action minutes. Committee member Lucy Carroll Davis said that the plan wasn't a final version, rather a composite collection of suggestions made so far.
Again, we are not trying to approve a development project here. We are trying to set a direction for the kind of development that we think would be appropriate in this area.
Though this was the committee's last meeting before presenting to the planning board, the group's work will continue until November 25th when it presents a final plan to the Chapel Hill Town Council. The group presents its newest plan to the planning board this Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Public Works Building on Millhouse Road. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Your commute may soon be a little faster when traveling on three triangle highways. The state DOT says that the speed limit is going to increase from 65 to 70 miles per hour on several stretches of highway within the next week or so. Steve Abbott, North Carolina DOT communications officer, says the highways with the increased speed limit are I-540 between Glenwood Avenue, which is US 70, and I-40. All of North Carolina 540, including the Triangle Expressway, and North Carolina 147 between North Carolina 540 and I-40. Abbott says the change was motivated by driver requests.
We go out and review current speeds. We do crash data tests and road characteristics to see if the roads are type that, in this case, that can handle a higher speed. In the case, it did work out that it was, so we're able to boost it by 5 miles an hour.
A contractor is expected to install the new speed limit signs this week, with a new law taking effect as soon as the signs are installed. All signs are expected to be in place by the end of the month. Abbott says the change will likely improve traffic flow.
Most of the traffic was already going about 70 miles an hour, cheating a little bit and going over the speed limit. But then you had another group that were obeying the speed limit, so that actually produced two different groups of drivers. Now you should have a more free-flowing traffic.
A similar increase was enacted back in February for the other section of I-540 between Glenwood Avenue and US 64-264. UNC Provost Jim Dean and Faculty Chair Jan Boxall will address the University Affairs Committee at today's Board of Trustees meeting. Both have been in the spotlight recently, though for different reasons. In mid-July, Boxall was accused by the News and Observer of a cover-up for an internal university email about how to title a supporter of athletics in regards to the review of the African and Afro-American Studies Department. Boxall told WCHL News she was cast in a negative light by the NNO for trying to help the university's image during tumultuous times with the NCAA, the media, and even the public. Dean, who took over as UNC's provost on July 1st, replacing Bruce Carney, told WCHL News last month that his top concerns in the first months in the position were faculty retention and improving relations between athletics and academics. The University Affairs Committee meets at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Carolina Inn. The UNC Board of Trustees will then come together tomorrow for a full meeting. How much will health care premiums be under President Barack Obama's new health care law? Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius will give Americans an idea when she gives an overview today. For example, before tax credits, an individual would pay about $328 a month for a mid-range plan. Sebelius says some 53 plan options for Americans will finally make health insurance work within their budgets. Now, news around town this morning. Flood season is not over yet, and the town of Chapel Hill wants you to be prepared. The town's flood edition of the Stormwater Management Newsletter is now available online. If you live in floodways, floodplains, or any low-lying area, your home is susceptible to flooding. The full hurricane season falls between June 1st and November 30th each year. To read the newsletter and more information about the story, you can view this news around town story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time is 6:39. Walter Holt has a few things to say about pedestrian and bicycle safety in light of recent tragedies in our community. That's in today's commentary next, followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
The internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you visit a BMW center, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. Anything you want to know, the Performance BMW sales team will tell you. Why would you want to buy your BMW anywhere else?
I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill.
Lease a 2013 BMW 320i for $329 per month. BMW is also offering $500 loyalty cash. So if you you bought from Performance BMW before, ask how the loyalty program can benefit you. Remember, with BMW's legendary Ultimate Service, you pay nothing for the lifetime of the warranty, 4 years or 50,000 miles.
We look forward to seeing you soon, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $4,500 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee, and includes $500 loyalty cash. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models. Take delivery before 9/30/2013. Loyalty contingent on BMW program compliance.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Remember when you were a child and wanted to meet an astronaut? Now that you're grown up, here's your chance. North Carolina's first astronaut is coming to the Jupiter Ball, an exciting benefit gala at the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Join Moorhead on November 22nd for an evening of dining, dancing, and entertainment with Space Shuttle astronaut Bill Thornton. Your participation in the Jupiter Ball benefits thousands of North Carolina school children through science education at Moorhead. Tickets and sponsorships are available now. For more information, visit moorheadplanetarium.org.
Orange County will offer two $10 rabies vaccination clinics in recognition of World Rabies Day. Both clinics offer one-year vaccinations and will take place on Thursday, September 26th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Public Market House on East Market Lane in Hillsboro, and on Saturday, September 28th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Animal Services Center on Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. For more information about the rabies vaccination clinics, please call 919-942-PET. That's 919-942-7388.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you, Mayor. 642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Walter Holt. The recent spate of pedestrian and bicycle deaths in Chapel Hill is both tragic and sad. I can't remember a time when so many people have been killed needlessly by an encounter with a vehicle. Pedestrians and bicyclists always have the right of way, but when the two meet, the vehicle is always the winner. Metal and horsepower always trump human life. As in poker, four wheels always beats two wheels or 2 feet. Not great odds. I had my own encounter with a pedestrian and a bicyclist recently, twice in one day, on Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill. They were separate and sobering events where tragedy, thankfully, was avoided. The first encounter was a pedestrian in a walker who was jaywalking from the Methodist Church to Krispy Kreme, where a crosswalk and a stoplight are located only 300 feet away. Why was this gentleman endangering his life, crossing four lanes of East Franklin Street just to save a few steps? The path of least resistance could have been deadly. Traffic stopped in both directions and the gentleman reached his destination safely, but his action almost caused a multi-car wreck. The second encounter was a bicyclist who raced through the crosswalk at the Baptist Church. As the light turned green, I proceeded into the intersection and immediately hit the brake, narrowly missing the kid as he whizzed by. He was sporting sunglasses, his head covered by a baseball cap instead of a bicycle helmet, wearing earbuds listening to his iPod, and ignored the fact that the crosswalk signals flashed, "Don't." He could have been severely injured if I hadn't been paying attention and reacted so quickly. He broke the law by not wearing a bicycle helmet and not walking his bike through the crosswalk. I travel up and down Franklin Street and MLK Boulevard almost daily in the course of my job, so I'm used to folks crossing busy streets, often oblivious to oncoming traffic. That's why I avoid driving through the UNC campus where jaywalking is a way of life. The point of all this is I don't want to be the cause of another death or injury to a pedestrian or a bicyclist with my car. So folks, please, please help me help you by obeying the rules of the road so you don't become another deadly statistic. Life is precious, and common sense is cheap insurance. This is Walter Holt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 644 at WCHL. We have 54 chilly degrees this morning.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina football set 38 offensive records this season, en route to a solid 8-4 campaign. Through three games this season, though, the Tar Heel offense has struggled, ranking 80th or worse in the nation in total offense, rushing offense, and scoring offense. According to head coach Larry Fedora, there isn't a simple fix to the Tar Heel offensive woes, right now.
It would be easy if it was just one thing. If it was one thing, we'd get that one thing corrected. But there's a lot of things involved in it. We're still just not gelling as an offense yet.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fedora feels like one of the biggest issues for the Carolina O is the lack of an ability to get in a rhythm offensively so far this season.
We're not getting in a flow. You got to keep moving the chains to get into a flow offensively and for everyone involved. And we're just, from a penalty here to a missed block here to a misread here, it's always one guy. And so that's the thing on offense. You got to have all 11. All 11 got to be doing it at the same time.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together right after this.
I could not be more proud of my ring, honestly.
That's Haley Best, Miss North Carolina 2011, talking about her engagement ring from Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
Every single time I show my ring to a friend or a stranger, their next question is, what does your fiancé do for a living? And my answer is, he shops at Diamonds Direct, because that's all I can say. That's the only way I can explain it.
Fiancé Andrew Jernigan agrees. After dozens of stores and hundreds of diamonds, Diamonds Direct was the obvious choice for his beauty queen.
Selection like no one's ever seen. You feel like you walked into King Solomon's mines. There are diamonds everywhere. No one could offer me a value remotely close to Diamonds Direct, and that is literally comparing in-store, online, across the entire United States.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You'd have to see Haley's ring to believe it. You'd say, oh my God, where did you get this? Well, we can tell you where we got it. We got it at Diamonds Direct, and never felt better about any purchase I've made.
Best decision we ever made.
Without a doubt.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
At East 54, we have 11, make that 10, condos left. 3, make that 2, on the golf side, and 8, 7, on the plaza side. So whether you're into the hustle and bustle of the plaza or the birdies and eagles on a spectacular Tom Fazio layout, East 54 is your own personal urban enclave. Retail, restaurants, a sports cafe, and a hotel on the inside, with easy access to even more on the outside. Meadowmont, UNC Wellness, 2 great groceries, more restaurants, more shopping, miles of paved trails. Add to that a condo with hardwood floors, tile, granite, stainless steel, 10-foot ceilings, glass, and a distinctive urban vibe, and well, the countdown continues. Learn more at east54.com, because those 9 condos, 8, 7, really 6, are going fast.
6:49 at WCHL, time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Carolina Football. Win tickets to this Saturday's home game against East Carolina. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and register to win. Don't forget to experience the new Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the game and right next to Keenan Stadium. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, we will check in with Rand Norton.
A very good morning to you, Ron.
And to you, too.
Thank you very much.
You look good today.
Thank you. You do as well.
Charcoal gray shirt, matching red tie. I see you got the memo. We're dressed kind of alike, except I'm not wearing a tie. The same colors.
I like the colors.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm trying to step up. I'm always a step behind you.
I don't know about that, but you're doing just fine, Ron.
Well, thanks.
Traffic moving smoothly to start off this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely. Those speed limits not up to 70 miles per hour on the interstates yet. So remember that. We're not letting you know that that's the speed now.
No.
Still observe all posted speed limits.
Exactly. Which, you know, people are going 70 anyway. Now
at least
move the speed limit up, they're just going to go faster.
Right. People are going probably 75 now. They'll be going 80 to 85 when they increase it.
Exactly. Yeah. It just doesn't make... I don't know. I certainly think that some speed limits should be increased.
Yeah, sure.
You know, in some places, but... As you know,
we're reaching a dangerous limit.
People
here
are oblivious.
Yeah,
you know, really are. Well, listen, let's go ahead and make an appointment to do this again in a half hour or so.
I will put it on my calendar. I'll pencil you in.
Something, and unless something really unusual happens, and then I'll hear from you between now and then.
That sounds good.
All right, thanks a bunch. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, 53 in Carrboro, also 53 in Hillsboro. Partly sunny. It's cool. Yeah. High today about 75 degrees. Really nice day in the way. Tonight cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. Low tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high only in the middle 70s. It is fall after all. Really, you know, just a few days ago it changed to fall on the calendar. So hard to not take a note of that. It feels like fall weather out there this morning. That is for sure. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We'll start with broadcast journalist Barbara Walters, who's 84 years old today. Barbara Wawa, 84. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates turned 70. Actor Josh Taylor, 70. Actor Robert Walden, 70. Actor producer Michael Douglas is 69 years old today. Model Cheryl Teagues is 66. Actress Mimi Kennedy, 64. Actor-director Anson Williams is 64. If I'm not mistaken, he was Potsy in Happy Days, I think. Actor Mark Hamill is 62. He was Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. Basketball Hall of Famer Bob McAdoo, 62 years old today. He is, of course, a Tar Heel, now an assistant coach in the NBA for a long time. Actor Michael Madsen is 55. Actress Heather Locklear, 52. Actor Tate Donovan is 50 years old today. Basketball Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen, 48 years old today. He will always be known as Michael Jordan's sidekick on the Chicago Bulls. Actor Will Smith, 45. Actor Hal Sparks, 44. And ironically enough, actress Catherine Zeta-Jones is 44 years old today. Her husband, or actually I think they just split up, is 69 years old today, 25 years older. Maybe that was part of the reason they split up. I have no idea. They were together for a long time, so that would be unfair for me to say. We have a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today. That would be Tom Jensen, who's the head guy at Public Policy Polling, the guys who do all that political polling in North Carolina. And we talk to him all the time on the news. Tom Jensen has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Tom. We're going to make sure you get a UPS Stores gift certificate for $10. That's from UPS Stores at Metamont and Fordham Boulevard. Happy birthday, Tom Jensen, from all of us here at WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Rock and Roll Tuesday was yesterday.
Yep, come and get your love.
I think we should start doing rock and roll trivia every day of the week.
Well, we could, but I'm not sure everybody out there would be
probably not
excited.
Yeah. You and I would have a blast.
Oh, we'd have a blast, yes.
Yeah, but I'm not sure how many other people would.
But maybe, try to...
Maybe 12.
I need to get more science and music. I need to get more, you know...
Science! Okay.
Thomas Dolby. Speaking of one-hit wonders.
Yes.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He got blinded by science. Okay.
All right. Today we're doing politics.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
On this day back in 1988, September the 25th, 1988, then Vice President George H.W. Bush and Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis squared off in the first of two nationally televised debates. Where was this debate held on this day back in 1988?
Okay.
What was the site?
It's on a stage.
Well, yes, and there's one leaving in 20 minutes.
All right. All right, it was not, thankfully for Michael Dukakis, it was not held in a
tank.
In a tank.
To this day.
That's an
every time I see it, I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
That's one of the dumbest moves
it just,
I've ever
it
seen.
I know what he was trying to do, but it didn't work. It
made him look like a mole.
Oh, it didn't look.
Whack-a-mole.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lauren Logan is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's a teacher at Chapel Hill High School.
This year, I am teaching U.S. history and civics and economics.
How long have you been at Chapel Hill High School?
A little over 5 years.
Lauren is a native North Carolinian.
I grew up in Southern Pines. I get that question a lot. I clearly have an accent.
Lauren was excited to get a chance to teach in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System.
I actually started out as a long-term Spanish sub at East Chapel Hill High School, and I was a long-term sub for Karen Galassi Farrar, and she let me get my foot in the door. I was actually teaching preschool in South America. I knew her. This is where I wanted to be.
What do you hope to accomplish each day?
Well, I'm actually one of the lucky people in the world, I think, that love their job. I love to get up in the morning and think that I get to talk about history. It's actually an honor to be able to do that every day. I guess my ultimate goal is to make my students feel like they're part of something bigger. Social studies can be very boring if taught, you know, as this like list of facts and figures that you're supposed to memorize. But my ultimate goal is to make them feel like they are history.
There are, of course, so many smart kids in the school system.
Absolutely. There are some very, very intelligent kids in here, without a doubt.
How does Lauren Logan get her students excited about learning?
That's a great question. I'm really excited about history. I can't imagine having to teach something else. That would just blow my mind. You know, I think history is awesome, and I think that can be contagious. You know, you kind of have to sell them on the idea that not only is this important, but it's also fun. I think if you start with being excited yourself, it can only go in a positive direction.
As a young teacher, maybe Lauren is so good because she can relate to her students.
I don't know. They probably wouldn't see it that way. I think there's definitely a technological divide between me and them. It's amazing. Sometimes it seems to them, they probably think I'm like, you know, 54. Who knows? So I guess it sort of depends on the topic. I've noticed that over the last 2 or 3 years, you know, sometimes my jokes in different parts of history don't work anymore because they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Lauren Logan, Chapel Hill High School, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Good morning. It is 6:58 at WCHL. 53 chilly degrees this morning. Freddie, I'm trying to think where that debate was
held. Of course, I would never ask it if it was just something random. It has something to do with the state of North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
On this date back in 1988, Bush and Dukakis squared off in the first of two televised debates.
At Phillips Middle School.
Back in one of the men's restrooms.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's not it.
Wake Forest University.
Okay,
I forgot. In Winston-Salem. Yeah, they met there, debated such issues as deficits, drugs, pledge of allegiance, and of course went after each other sometimes pretty vociferously.
Yeah.
And as usual, whichever man you sided with won the debate.
Yeah. That is Bush Dukakis, the first debate. Way back then, it was at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem. Congratulations, Jerry Taylor, who called in first with the correct answer. Jerry gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers and also gets the Swap Trivia Prize with one of our previous winners. And Freddie will have another trivia question for you bright and early tomorrow morning. And WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Season. And you can stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other in-store events. University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, high today about 75 degrees. Cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of a shower.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business...